This is Smart Tech, episode 1708, Solving Crime One Smartphone at a Time. Hello, and welcome to this crime-fighting episode of Smart Tech. It's kind of like Batman in a podcast. I'm your host, Chuck Minear, and I am pretty excited because smartphones and technology are being used more and more by police for apprehending criminals. And I don't know how long this will last till the criminals get smart enough, but, you know, there's always a dumb criminal around. I want to tell you a story that first appeared in the Orange County Register. And I will put a link to that and other information on our website, which is www.smarttech.tv, smarttech.tv. And this is a story about a gentleman who had his guitars stolen out of his garage. But luckily for him, the thieves also stole a smartphone. John Hammonds woke up on New Year's Day, went to the garage of his Tustin, California home, and realized his two guitars were gone. The culprits had slipped into his unlocked car in a back alley and grabbed the garage door opener. So he called the police and reported the missing guitars, torch lighter, and an aging iPhone with a cracked screen. A Tustin police officer showed up and asked Hammonds if he'd ever tracked his phone before. He hadn't, but he got on his computer and he tried. He didn't get a hit at first. The phone had been turned off. He tried again and again, and later that day he learned that his iPhone was at the outlets of Orange in Southern California. "They're trying to sell my guitars at Guitar Center," the 52-year-old recalled thinking. Smartphones, specifically their whereabouts, have become a tool to help officers snag the bad guys, albeit a rare strategy, in part because the phones need to be on and some thieves are aware of their tracking abilities. Sometimes getting back the phone itself is the goal, with some models cracking upwards of $650 each. Sometimes the phone is just the key to solving the crime. That New Year's Day, Hammonds called police and raced over to Guitar Center. "My heart was racing," he said. "I'm looking around, thinking it could be anyone." Employees told him someone had dropped by to ask if the store purchased guitars. He told them about his electric guitar and a 12-string guitar valued at perhaps $1,200 together. And he asked them if they'd be on the lookout. That evening, police summoned him to the store after three men and a woman showed up. He confirmed the guitars they had were his, and the thieves were arrested. Both Apple and Android include the ability to track your missing devices. The Find My iPhone app lets you log into your Apple account and track, using GPS, where the phone is. You can find it with someone else's device, too, if you've previously allowed others to track your phone using the Find My Friends app. Android also has a similar function. Law enforcement officials say tracking apps can be helpful, but non-cops should be careful. Occasionally, phone thefts can be part of a larger criminal operation. On March 11, 2017, a woman walked into the La Habra, California Police Department to report that her phone had been taken while she was at a shopping center. But she had tracked its location, and the police discovered that the address was associated to someone with an outstanding warrant and went to the La Habra house. "Basically, we got there and pretty much walked into it," Sergeant Brian Miller said. "People hanging out there, and there were narcotics." After officers found more than 5 ounces of heroin and 15 grams of methamphetamine, five people were arrested. In 2015, a woman reported that her phone had been stolen at Knott's Berry Farm. She tracked it to a Hesperia, California home, and the San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies not only recovered the phone, but discovered a marijuana extraction lab inside the residence as well. Last year, five teenagers robbed another group of youths at a Whittier, California drive-thru restaurant, police said. The armed suspects made off with phones and other items before being tracked down through one of the cells and getting arrested. Cops, of course, have limits. Even with such evidence as a tracked-down stolen phone, having a phone ping at a certain location does not give the police the right to kick the door in or go inside and look around. If people say they don't know about a phone or deny a search, there isn't much else officers can do. And some agencies stress that though they will try to help retrieve your phone, the case is weighed against a list of other, likely more serious investigations. But, officers add, certainly report it. Hammonds, the Tustin guitar lover, never did get his iPhone back. He was just glad he couldn't get anyone on Craigslist to buy the iPhone when he was trying to sell it, figuring that saved him his beloved guitars. Now, all of his family phones are poised to be tracked. It took just one time for them to turn on the phone, and that led me to where they were, he said. So, what can we learn from this? Well, if you have a smartphone, enable tracking. On Apple, it's Find My iPhone, and Android also has its own tracking ability. Enable it. People just can't willy-nilly track you because you have a fingerprint or other ID going into the phone, and then they have to be able to figure out how to get onto that app. So I really suggest, unless you're just a privacy fiend, that you turn that on. There is also a way to turn it off and get to know what that particular way is on your phone. So if you are going someplace that you need some privacy, you can turn off that function. Just remember to turn it back on, because you know what Murphy's Law says. The one time that your phone gets stolen will be the time that you turn off the tracking feature. I have to say personally that I've used it several times to find a lost phone or a phone that I've left behind somewhere, or to determine that I didn't leave the phone somewhere I thought I did and it was actually in my home or in the general vicinity. So it's a very handy thing to have on. And as I always say about smartphone, you should enable password on your phone. It's just safety. And if you do that, then your location should be fairly secure. If you want to find out more about this, I will put links on our website, how to turn on Find My iPhone or to turn on the Android version of that. Just go to our website and click on the name of this show, and there'll be show notes there that'll have that information. Once again, you can find all of that information at our website, www.smartteck.tv. And if you have a moment, we would really appreciate if you click over on the right side on the iTunes link and leave a rating. The best thing you can do, besides sharing Smart Tech with your friends, is to give us a rating on iTunes, because it brings us up in search engines and it allows more people to find us. You can also like our Facebook page or like any of our articles or podcasts right on the website. Just click on the Facebook like. And remember, if you want to find places to listen to us, you can always subscribe to us in iTunes, subscribe to us using your favorite podcatcher, or look for us on one of your favorite networks. We're on Stitcher, and we're also on the techpodcast.com network. So until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.